when if you're thinking about why St Kilda was eventually abandoned by the people, there's a lot of different factors involved, like market, capitalism, not being able to sell the stuff that they made for good money, having bad communications. They were really strongly impacted by having people garrisoned there in the First War, and those people told them, like, you could be living somewhere else, you could be going to the cinema, it could be really good fun. And they slowly, there was a kind of change in their attitude. And the, I mean, the one sentence answer is that they left because they wanted to leave. But the interesting thing is, why did they want to leave? And it's because they realised that they could have a better life for less work, basically. You know, I mean, it's a hard place to live, obviously. And if you can go and have a better quality of life in Glasgow or other parts of Scotland and maybe have more opportunity, then most people would make the same decision. But other remote islands in Scotland lasted, just happened to last a bit longer. And if St Kilda had got to like 1950 or 1960, it would probably still be inhabited. Because nowadays the government supports these islands like Cana or Fula, North Ronaldsea, some of the other really remote islands in Scotland. They subsidise them, but it didn't quite get to that stage. But it's, so it's, there's lots and lots of different factors to it.